reaction when he called her name. That was the best part of being able to cast a glamour. And at least he knew her name. She'd worried at first that he didn't, but it turned out that he was one of those rare white guys who didn't stumble over it. She propped herself up against the wall, not sure what to do with her hands or feet when he didn't immediately sit down. The air, flat and stultifying in the cluttered office, met his skin with a static crackle. He started the conversation in the middle.
You has ever been to Alberta, Sujay?
That's one of those provinces you fly over on your way to BC, right?
Don't let Jonah hear you say that.
He grew up in Manitoba. So, not in the mood for humor. Whatever was going on with the meetings and phone calls was serious. But you're not missing anything, except, and that's how she found out that there was a new wellspring, and he wanted her to go see it, in person. Are we even allowed? I've got protected sea clearance. Should do it. Besides, anyone else is going to be too scared shitless to get between us and that thing. You got some passport, don't you? Sujay nodded. Flights had gone from ludicrously expensive to near impossible in her lifetime. Even her family's biannual trips to see her grandmother in Sri Lanka became pixelated video conferences. How Ian managed to justify the fare to the budget committee could be attributable to either low-level mind control or an extensive blackmail portfolio. And after 6 months of working for him, she was still afraid to ask which one it was. But her mother had always insisted she renew her passport, no matter how drastically the world was shrinking. You didn't know when they'd turn on you, when you'd have to run. Who they were was never specified. The Sinhalese, the old-stock Canadians, pinch-faced in their polite bigotry. Maybe humanity itself. Her mother had warned her, once the truth of her had reared from her fingertips and sparked across the carpeted floor of her teenage bedroom, had been confessed, shamefully, across the kitchen table. You always had to be ready to fly. Called to a hole in the ground oozing magic into the soil was a different story altogether. She was familiar with this story. You followed the rabbits, stole your way through the wardrobe, opened the letter, bit into the apple, even if it poisoned you, and barreled headfirst into your goddamn destiny. She didn't need to see his face, pale even with the glamour, to know when a storm was coming. Of course she'd go.